are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a lot to talk about today. I'm going to try to recap some of today's top stories, but I also want to give you as much new information as we get it in. We'll keep you guys updated on what's been going on with the ferry. From what I understand, the New York ferry that crashed earlier this morning into Pier 11, I believe coming from New Jersey to lower East Side Manhattan near Wall Street, had injured thus far 57 people. We have one person in critical condition. From what we understand, the boat was had a pretty uncomplicated type of normal journey, leaving at 8 a.m., arriving at about 8:50, 8:40. It usually arrives at, I believe, between like 8:40, 8:45, and that gives people 15 minutes to get to where they need to on Wall Street or around that area. And unfortunately, it hit the pier so hard that people were catapulted, huge hole in the boat. The captain was awake and coherent, I mean, because he ran downstairs to see what he could do to help, you know, and how he could help people. So we still don't have a lot of questions answered. We're not sure why this happened, but we do know that many hospitals in Manhattan as well as Brooklyn have taken the injured and are assessing the situation now. This kind of gave us the heebie-jeebies from, you know, what happened a few years back when somebody was beheaded and people were killed when a ferry had struck the pier. It had just come in too fast. Everybody else that thus far, so many of the interviews had said we didn't really see anything out of the ordinary. You know, one was asleep and was woken up to the big jolt, and other people that were standing and getting ready to get off the ferry. I really haven't gotten all the reports in if, you know, it was going too fast or something. So a lot of questions unanswered, but as we get them, we'll definitely keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is my 4-year birthday today on air. Dr. Dahlia Show, it started January 9th, 2009. So it's a very, very, very special day, and I get to use my New Year's noisemaker still. I don't think I'm going to put these down. I think I'm going to use these for birthday. I'll use it if my husband ever gets a vasectomy. If Don wants to take a day off, and he finally gets a day off because we let him take a day off, then... So that's what we use this for. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so apparently researchers have found that 10 minutes of exercise is as good as hours in the gym. Really? They've been studying this for years. Do little short bursts of exercise do enough? Well, apparently scientists at Boston University think that even walking to the bus stop, cleaning your home, etc., short bursts for 10 minutes can give you the same benefits as slugging it out in the gym for hours. This is being reported by Mail Online. Activities like mowing the lawn, fishing, also lower your risk of heart disease. Well, this is nothing new. I remember in the 80s, they came out with a study saying if you sit in a rocking chair, sitting in a rocking chair allows you to exercise. And it's true because you're moving your legs and you're tightening up your abs and your glutes are clenching a little bit. So this is nothing new. I mean, they've talked about different movements and exercise and activities and homework and housework, you know, in the 60s and 70s causing exercise. But what about just a 10-minute burst of energy? Will that do enough? All right. They say some exercise is better than nothing. So what they did is the researchers attached a motion detector to 2,100 men and women with an average age of 47. More than half of these people were overweight. The sensor called the accelerometer allowed them to monitor all their activity rather than having them fill out a questionnaire in which they might not have listed everything they did. And the results showed that compared to those who do not do enough exercise, everyone who did so weighed less, had a lower BMI, lower cholesterol. So exercise obviously has a stronger impact than we think, but do short bursts of energy do enough? All right. Well, you know, they said, well, cleaning the garage, badminton, golf. Okay, but usually that, you know, those types of activities are longer than 10 minutes. You know, I know some people that run in place for 5, 10 minutes, and then they say they're done. But I've noticed some of my patients actually do well. It's better than nothing. You know, when I try to get a person to exercise who hasn't exercised in a while, what I do is I tell them, look, you don't have to go and do a 45-minute workout. You know, try to do a workout for 10 minutes, even if it's in your home. Go up and down your stairs, walk back and forth, do arm circles, do tummy rolls, do crunches, but 10 minutes. And I notice if I get a person to do 10 minutes of exercise, they do better in the long run than trying to get somebody to go from 0 to 90. Now, what about the people who work out in the gym? I would hate to think that they don't have any health benefits more than somebody who just kind of does a little 10-minute burst. So it's kind of interesting. But the fact that they say, look, you could do 10 minutes worth. You could do 10 minutes worth. Then it may incite more people to get off the couch and work more. You know, another little trick of the trade that I tell people to do is, let's say you're watching American Idol or you're watching, you know, your favorite television show and, you know, there's commercials. This used to work before TiVo and DVR because most people fast forward through the commercials. I never see shows live. I don't have time. So I'll see them later when I can fast forward through them, skip through the boring parts. I'm not ADD, it's just I don't have time to watch 2 hours of Voice, 2 hours of American Idol, 2 hours of X Factor, an hour of Boardwalk Empire, an hour of Gold Rush, right? Two or three Pawn Stars in a row. I don't have time, so it's really, really nice to be able to fast forward. But I would tell people during the commercial you have to exercise. Usually most commercials run anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. So then you exercise, you stand up, you jog in place, or you get one of those little steps that you could get at Walmart for like $20, $15, where you go, you know, right foot up, right foot down, left foot down. And you do that on the step. You could do that, you know, I mean, you could do that while watching TV if you want to. But for those people that really want to relax and watch TV, commercial time is exercise time. And after you've exercised for the 3 to 5 minute commercial, and if there's 6 of those, you got close to a 30-minute workout in. So, I mean, maybe not 6 of those in an hour. But in a 2-hour period, you could very easily get 30 minutes to 45 minutes of a workout between the commercials. So it's just something that people could do. So NHS guidelines is telling people to get 2 hours and 30 minutes of exercise a week. That's in Europe. In America, we tell people an hour a day. Hey, whatever you can do, I'll take. Don't go away. 1-877-DAF-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And again, a big thanks to you all for making the Dr. Dahlia Show as successful as it is, being our fourth year on air as of today. Pretty exciting. 4 years have gone by past. Here's to four more. And putting people to sleep. People screaming to take Dr. Dahlia off the air. Boy, it's been a busy last few years. But here's to another 4 years more. All right, Fox News comes up with a list of foods that actually help your looks. All right. Now, we were talking about foods earlier today because a medical story had come out from the researcher who actually discovered the DNA structure, who had said we need to be kind of careful with these antioxidants that we're taking, because the antioxidants fighting free radicals that cause cancer has been our thinking all this time. He's like, maybe the free radicals actually help fight cancer also. And he thinks that people taking high doses of antioxidants like vitamin C and E and A, etc., could be hurting chemotherapy, radiation therapy, you know, hurting our ability to use the free radicals to fight cancer in and of themselves. So, you know, foods like blueberries and broccoli, which we thought were superfoods, may not be superfoods anymore. This could change our whole thinking. I think a lot of us would be very confused. So, are confused. I'm confused. I mean, what do we eat? Well, we could then just kind of switch gears and talk about foods that make us look better. So apparently they say spinach. Spinach having carotenoids, the lutein, and the zeaxanthin, I guess, help keep the whites of your eyes clear, your conjunctiva. So when people get red eye, you know, and bloodshot eyes, it may not be because they're smoking pot. Maybe because they don't have enough of these luteins and these carotenoids and zeaxanthins. They say spinach also very, very yummy. Iron rich, stick some spinach in your food, why not? Eggs, they say eggs, ever ready sources of energy, but why do they make you look good? Ah, they help prevent hair loss? This is very interesting, according to Fox News. High in sulfur, makes you fart, and keeps your hair soft and smooth. That's eggs. Bananas, all right? They say bananas can help, let me see, how do bananas help? They're not really saying. Maybe it helps your skin stay more nice and elastic. I like bananas because they're high in potassium. I think potassium's great. Always a huge fan of potassium. Just bananas are a very, very difficult food to eat because they're very, very mushy. Anyway, bananas keep your skin nice and elastic. Red cabbage has sulfur and iodine. They say it helps keep your bowels moving, running smoothly, and it does help rid the body of toxins. Helps with your skin, may actually help with acne. I guess you have to eat the red cabbage as opposed to sticking the red cabbage on your face. So that's an idea. Beets. Oh, I can't stand beets. Oh, beets are runny and they're drippy and they're fuchsia. I've never liked beets. But anyway, they say beets very, very important because beets have betaine, which is a bioactive ingredient that helps with the breakdown of fats. The juice also contains a form of chlorine that aids in digestion. So you may look good. They say add maybe a tablespoon or two of beetroot juice to your salad. You know, I could do that. If I don't have to eat the beet, because the beets are drippy, just have some of the beetroot juice on my salad. That's not bad. They say grapeseed oil. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia. We're talking about foods that apparently can help your skin and make you look good. They say grapeseed oil is now used in cosmetics as a skin softener, but because it has vitamin E, it can reduce the appearance of wrinkles. So grapeseed oil. I don't know where to get that. I'm sure you can get it in your store. Turkey. All right, even though turkey makes you a little sleepy because of tryptophan, they say it helps your nails. It helps your nails and it helps your hair. Great source of protein. Guava. Oh, I love guava. They say guava are high in antioxidants to counteract the free radicals that cause skin damage. True. But like I said, we have that article today, that report today, saying maybe we want to cut back on some of the free radicals. I'll tell you what I think we should do, because that's I can't see us not eating the healthy fruits. I mean, guava is packed with vitamin C, 5 times more than an orange. I mean, you know, what I think we have, okay, so that basically, those are foods that make you look good, according to Fox News. Okay, so my issue here is, again, are we talking about the fresh foods with the study, or are we talking about the supplements? Okay? I know the article out of Mail Online is talking about superfoods can make the cancer more likely. All right? Superfoods. But is it really the food, or is it the vitamin pills? Okay? I've never heard of anybody getting cancer from eating guava or eating broccoli or eating blueberries. I've never heard of that. Okay? Now, have we heard that people who take vitamins can shorten their lives? Yeah, that study came out. You know, have we heard that there's substrates in these vitamins and maybe everything, you know, that's in them is not all that and could possibly have an adverse effect? Yeah, they've been hinting about that. But for the most part, me as a family doctor, I still recommend supplementing anything you're deficient in. So if you're deficient in vitamin D, supplement. If you're deficient in vitamin C or zinc, etc., you know, why not take a multivitamin? B12, supplement. But, you know, the one thing that's very interesting, Dr. Watson, James Watson, 84 years old, Nobel laureate, who I believed also determined the structure of DNA. I mean, this guy is a very, very well published and very well accredited researcher. you know, says we may, you know, we may need to rethink overdoing it with these antioxidants, because the antioxidant use could actually allow these resilient cancers to continue and to perpetuate. And you know, why would that be? Okay, so we understand that free radicals are these little oxygen molecules that occur with damage to certain either linings of your epithelium or dermis or linings in your organs. So basically, when you have damage, okay, and these free radicals get released, right? You know, we believe that that triggers then a response with the cell that could cause it to go rogue. So we've been, you know, boning up on our antioxidants to help decrease these free radicals. But like I was discussing a couple hours ago this morning, if the free radicals incite the immune response that helps you fight cancer, and so even though they have a bad, but there's also a good, are we then preventing your body's response to fighting cancer? Like, for example, free radicals in the skin, we know, are damaging and can cause wrinkles, can cause skin cancer, etc. But what if the free radicals in the skin that get given off because of the sunlight hitting it and the sun damage is what prompts your body to, you know, get your melanocytes cooking and have the melanocytes make melanin to protect yourself, causes you to tan as a protective mechanism. Maybe your body needs the signal from these free radicals, and stopping the signal, because you're stopping the free radicals, doesn't allow your body to deal with cancers that really aren't as prone to the free radicals. It makes some sense to me. It makes a lot of sense. You know, I talk about this a lot on the show. A lot of times we just mess with nature a little too much. Now, should we stop eating blueberries and broccoli? Hell no. Eat your healthy foods. Eat these foods. I've never heard of anybody dying, you know, eating broccoli or sweet potatoes or kiwi fruit or goji berries, etc. But in terms of popping pills to try to get the extra, you know, vitamin A and vitamin C and, vitamin K, if you don't need to take the supplements, maybe this is an argument to hold off. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about how soft drinks can raise depression earlier this show today, where they did a study where they looked at 265,000 men and women age 50 to 71, and those that drink 4 cans of soft drinks a day were 30% more likely to have depression than those who drank none. And actually, those who drank 4 cups of coffee a day were 10% less likely to become depressed. Now, this was a study, I believe, out of, I'm trying to see which, I want to give credit where credit's due, the American Academy of Neurology is going to be reporting this study. But it's just one of those things where, all right, is it because, you know, soda has so many toxins in it and we're just putting junk into our body? Is it the sugar? You get a little bit of a sugar rush and then you come down from the sugar? You know, what exactly is it? Is it because you're really not getting, you know, the proper fluids that you need, water, you know, maybe some fruit juices, orange juice, etc.? You know, what is it about soda that can make people depressed? And from what I understand, even diet soda, aspartame could do it as well. You know, but then coffee prevents depression. Now, of course, the caffeine is a stimulant, but soda has caffeine. So why would caffeine from coffee be different than caffeine and soda? But they said coffee drinkers had less depression. Why is that? Is it because maybe they felt like they had a more productive day? You know, my husband, he starts his day out with coffee. He's happy. He gets stuff done. Productive day. Yeah, he gets a little bit of a caffeine withdrawal later in the day. He gets kind of grumpy and, you know, I'm like, all right, well, you know, I tell him a few choice words and then by the night time, everything's fine. But, I mean, I know when I have a really good start to my day, it's a good day. So maybe it's that. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more stories to cover. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so New York State welfare cards were found to be used to make cash withdrawals at strip clubs, porn shops, and liquor stores, per an investigation. I guess these are state-sanctioned as designated cash withdrawal points for welfare recipients. The New York Post combed through 200 million electronic benefit transfer records from January 2011 to July 2012 and concluded that untold amounts of tax-paying funding meant for food and diapers was most likely paying for strippers, booze, and adult videos. New York, I guess, distributes its welfare and food stamp benefits to poor families by giving them EBT cards that work like debit cards. The debit card translations are supposed to be restricted to ensure that only food, formula, and other household necessities are bought. You can't buy alcohol, you can't buy tobacco, you can't buy lottery tickets. But some families receive additional benefits, and they are allowed to withdraw as cash. See, whatever happened to food stamps? See, food stamps, you couldn't turn into, I mean, that wasn't cash. These guys are actually getting cash. The state says the additional money is supposed to be meant for housing, utilities, and household necessities. A single person could receive $200 a month in food stamps and $158 in cash assistance. A family of four will get up to $668 in food stamps and $433 in cash. The cash withdrawals are not as heavily regulated and can be made from any ATM that participates in the state EBT system. The Post revealed that participating ATMs include locations at Club Heat and Club 11, which are two strip clubs in the Bronx, where welfare recipients made several cash withdrawals last year. Both strip clubs, they say, are well known to police and have been the scenes of violence and other criminal activity. The Boiler Room, I guess, is a gay bar in East Village, has the ATM recorded withdrawals of $120 and $60 sanctions just 1 minute apart last January from an EBT card. Now, yes, there is a Bank of America nearby, but you just, you know, I guess if these people are there, that's where they're there. So I guess there is a bill to bar EBT withdrawals at places like strip clubs and bars. It has been passed by the New York State Senate, but it was shut down by the Democratic Assembly. Why? Why would they shut that down? Why are we taxpayers paying for people's porn? Why? I mean, we're just blowing money away. Blowing money away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, apparently a man has been given a 10-year sentence. Jason Earl Dean. Why? What did he do? He attached himself to an 18-year-old co-worker with handcuffs at a Taco Bell, because that's where they were working, as she left the workplace while trying to get her attention for a month. He waited outside the Taco Bell restaurant. This was in Ringgold, Georgia, until the woman finished her shift at 9 p.m. and handcuffed himself to her as she tried to get into her car. He fled after fellow staff heard her screaming and came to the rescue. Apparently, he had been making passes at her for a month before the August 2011 incident, trying to convince her to go out with him. You can't do that. All right? You are not allowed to bondage somebody, if that's, or restrain, okay, if that's the more appropriate word, and may go to jail for 10 years. I mean, 10 years is a lot, but still, I mean, that's creepy. That's creepy. It's almost on the verge of stalking, and so I guess for those of you that kind of have a crush on somebody, careful with handcuffs as it is. Honestly, people, I mean, you know, a lot of you guys are into the handcuffs at night, or I guess Sunday mornings, whenever. You know, I get it. I get the whole handcuff thing. But if the other person doesn't want to be handcuffed, I mean, I wonder if this case will set a precedence. I mean, true, you know, somebody in a sexual act, if they don't want to be handcuffed, you know, could that be used against the other partner? You know, meanwhile, this guy is kind of waiting for his coworker to get off work, and then he handcuffs himself to her. But still, you know, with law, there's always a fine line. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There is a ground floor building in Brazil that looks out onto a busy pedestrian sidewalk. And I guess they have these glass walls that are surrounding the toilet. And so the toilet is basically facing the public, so everybody can see in. Now, we don't know if that was a mistake. I mean, the architect and the designers do admit, I guess planning official Ponta Grossa admits that the design does need some adjustments. But you're sitting there going to the bathroom while people are walking by and they could see you. It's blue glass. I put this on my Facebook. The toilets, are facing outwards, And they say, obviously, anybody doing their business or wiping or whatever, changing a maxi pad, tampon, I guess pedestrians get a full view. People don't know, is it cutting-edge architecture or was it a mistake? All right. Now, I guess the building also has two emergency exits on the upper floors that open, I guess, just to thin air. So my guess is somebody really screwed up. You would just wonder if anybody who was actually building the toilet noticed this. Now, I think the bathroom could be fixed because you could just put in some opaque glass. But, I mean, wouldn't somebody... Yeah, well, you know, maybe it's because there's all these glass and windows where you look out and people can't see in. I still don't trust them. I still think you could see in any sort of glass. So, you know, there was a doctor's office I went to and you had to undress and the windows were open. But apparently the windows were supposed to be opaque from the outside. I did not trust that. No way. So I was hiding. Anyway, looks like there's a TV that Panasonic has revealed that actually will watch us watching it. Now, remember the Consumer Electronics Show is going on in Vegas right now? These are called New Viera TV sets. They could recognize the owners and adjust the TV accordingly, showing their favorite settings and channels. Isn't the Kinect a video game where they watch you and record you exercising? I hate that. I hate when somebody can record me. They say these TV sets have a special camera mounted on top of them to spot people, and the remote control can also recognize people from their voice. I'd rather switch the station. I don't need to see. I mean, I can understand you walk into a room, and then all of a sudden they put Pawn Stars on, you know, and you don't have to sit there and find the remote. So I get that. That's cool. But what if I want to switch the station? What if I want to see something else? They say Panasonic has refused to reveal how the system works, but it claimed it is extremely accurate. And it showed a demonstration showing several family members being spotted. Once recognized, the TV automatically displayed their favorite channels, web TV shows, and other information. So basically, if you have a husband that kind of wants to hide the fact that, you know, he watches Glee or something. Okay, I'm not saying my husband does, but let's say, you know, the husband likes to watch Desperate Housewives. The whole family's going to know about it. I mean, everyone's going to know. Well, I mean, unless as long as he doesn't walk into the room. I guess the firm is one of several showing off their new smart TV sets in the Las Vegas CES show. They say new TVs from Samsung will recognize an expanded range of gestures so people can swipe through on-screen menus in a way that revolutionizes the old remote control. So for those of you flipping off the TV because you don't like the liberal media, there's a chance that the TV could react to that. Oh, no. Can you imagine the TV gets mad because you flipped off liberal media and then they switch it to Barney? Right, so now he punishes you by having you watch Barney the whole time. Oh, that would be evil. That would be evil. All right, well, there's supposed to be some really, really cool stuff coming out with the CES show. So I guess there's like a new magic remote. It acts like a wand that's sensitive to motion, so you could just kind of point it to what you want. So you have different choices, and then you point it. Oh, my gosh, I really want to go to CES. Oh, that's cool. They also have headphones that are wireless bone conduction. So if you have, I would say, sensor neural type of hearing loss, this will transmit the sound through the bones. Oh, that's awesome. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in. Very interesting poll. A poll finds that many people find Congress to be more of an aversion than a colonoscopy. Apparently, Congress approval ratings is below 20%. In a poll released yesterday. Public policy polling found that Americans have a higher opinion of traffic jams, colonoscopies, cockroaches than Congress. Nickelback, used car salesmen, root canals, and NFL replacement refs. Oh, that's cold. That is cold. Now, in this poll, did Congress beat out anybody? So, traffic jams, colonoscopy, cockroaches, used car salesmen, root canals, NFL replacement refs, and Nickelback. All right, if they beat Congress, who did Congress beat? They beat Lindsay Lohan. Congress did beat playground bullies. Did beat Fidel Castro, the Kardashian TV show. Okay, so apparently the survey looked at 830 voters from January 3rd to January 6th via automated telephone interviews. The margin of error was plus or minus 3.4 percentage points. Yeah, I could see that. I think we have such... oh my gosh, I don't want to use the word disgust, but I mean, I'm abhorred. To see these people control our lives, and I know they were voted. That's what we voted for. We live in a democracy and God bless it. And I don't want to change our democracy by any means. Us being able to have the power to vote is a blessing, and we should be able to preserve it. And I thank all our troops and our veterans for putting their lives on the line to help us preserve it. But gosh, I mean, with some of the stuff that, I mean, you know, like we're just talking about in New York City, that you know, people are able to get, and I know that's not Congress, I mean, there's also state legislatures, etc., but I mean, our money is just being peed away, right? And then they're asking for more, and then they're taxing us more, and we have no control. None. Now, people who are taking control is apparently Sheriff Joe Arpaio and his volunteer posse, as they have started to patrol Maricopa County schools as students return from winter break. Some people think it's controversial. From what I'm hearing, a lot of people are pretty happy. From what I understand, the sheriffs are very well visualized around there. They have these volunteers who, from what I understand, have received hours upon hours of training. A couple of them, Sheriff Joe said, did have criminal histories that were already, served. Right? I don't know if it was shoplifting. I don't know if they were, I mean, you know, with background checks, they usually wouldn't let a violent crime person, you know, walk around, you know, around a campus with a gun. So I'm not really too sure what the two people with criminal histories had or a record had. But from what, Sheriff Joe said, they've had a program in place since 1993 to protect the malls. So they have been patrolling malls, and they've had a very, very successful program with that. Why not the schools? And so you have many parents going, you know, we think it's great. Some people concerned say they don't know if the kids are going to get nervous seeing a police officer around. Most kids, we desensitize kids to police officers very early. We've done that for decades. I mean, you know, police officer is somebody that will help you. Most kids think a police officer is pretty darn cool. Congress is expected to weigh in on school security and gun control. What kind of blows my mind is how when the Sandy Hook shooting happened, which again was horrifying, many of us immediately thought we need to up security. We've got to up security. That's what we always do. Whenever there's a crisis, whenever there's a shooting, whenever the president comes into town, you see movie stars. I mean, security gets upped. You know, I live in Las Vegas, so every now and then you'll hear, okay, we're up in security because so-and-so's coming. We're up in security. Well, if we're up in security for our president and we're up in security for movie stars, why the heck aren't we up in security for our kids? But people are, you have the liberals not looking at it as such. The CNN anchor was interviewing Sheriff Joe saying, why are you trying to fight gun violence, you know, with guns, basically paraphrasing her. And I don't understand that. We're increasing security. We've increased security. I mean, after JFK was assassinated, we increased security. Yet when it comes to our schools and our kids, we can't. It's going to be political fuel. Are you kidding me? Somebody shot up a school. You amp up security. When 9/11 happened, what did we do with the airports? We increased security But nobody's calling it that. They said, oh, you're trying to fight gun violence with gun violence. And it's like, no, I don't get that. I mean, you know, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, Israel has armed guards at the school, right? Israel learned multiple lessons, all right? They've been around since 48, right? And terrorist attacks and hostage crises have plagued them for years. You bet your butt they've upped security. I just don't get this. I don't get why people, I mean, so who is allowed to have heightened security and who isn't? If kids aren't allowed to have heightened security in schools because it's going to be considered promoting gun violence, why is the, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I'd like to know who gets the extra beef up in security. I mean, I think Celine Dion gets extra security when, you know, she walks through a casino. And I think she appreciates it. Well, as a parent, I'm telling you right now, you have some sort of increased security, I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Some parents are going to appreciate this new recommendation from the U.S. Government Safety Agency saying that the hybrid and electric cars need to make up more noise. Apparently, they don't make enough noise at 18 miles an hour, but they do after that because that's when their diesel engine kicks in. But up to 18 miles an hour, they're pretty quiet. Well, kids playing on the street don't realize that these cars are sneaking up on them, and car thinks it's making enough noise. So they're going to making some recommendations that have to be answered by the next 60 days on how they're going to make noises. Apparently, the companies are going to be given a choice of noises. They have to be approved. They can't be gastrointestinal noises. And although the kids would like that. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly. I guess reductions in wood-burning stoves have been tied to lower death rates. All right, apparently an Australian community has cut back on their wood-burning stoves. That's hard to say. All right, they looked at data at Launceston, a city in the state of Tasmania, where efforts to encourage the use of electric heating and reduce wood smoke pollution began in 2001. They found that the stoves then fell from 66 to 30%, therefore decrease in wood smoke pollution in the winter. Now they're saying they found reductions in deaths between 1994 and 2001 and 2001 and 2007 for males and females combined. And we're, I get a little bit concerned about carbon monoxide poisoning. I gotta admit, you know, we have one of those kind of, gas turn on fireplaces where you just flip the switch. Not really fun. I kind of like the real thing. But, it does. It does cause pollutants. It just, you kind of wonder, with electricity and easy man-made things, you know, could that be more of an issue? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some rumors out that Facebook may launch a phone. There's going to be a special event held at Facebook Silicon Valley headquarters next week, and there may be a Facebook phone with a handset. Now, they say Facebook will unveil a mobile phone, and this will compete with the iPhone. That is, I guess, incredible. I don't know how it would be, though, a huge success unless it had the iPhone features. I mean, people have just, gone ape crazy over the iPhone. I have an iPhone. I'm happy with it. I'm not changing. I'm not going to spend any more money. All right, guys, don't go away. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You make sure you be safe. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. God bless.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.